Blog Talk Radio.
Charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see we
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoices rise high. Loud as the Lord's sea.
Underground Radio Network Show. Not Network Show. Underground Jimmy Lee Radio Network. And we're about to bring to you a coffee, tea, and a conversation with Dorothy Tillman. She should be in about 2 more minutes. Let's go, Ebony.
Uh-huh. You know I'm proud to be black, y'all. And that's a fact, y'all.
Now how the hit coming, was born a slave. She was a tiny black woman, but she was raised. She was living to be given, there's a lot that she
About what you're doing, whatever you do is all right with me. So stay with me for an hour, 2 hours. I'm going to see, can I warm your heart and your soul and your mind? When we get through, you're going to be warm enough to jump up and want to fight. Well, today is it's next Saturday, the last Saturday of the month. Or this is the last Saturday of the month, January. You went to the inauguration last week. If you want to talk about that for a little while, you can. What you thought. Did you hear anything about black folks? No, no, no. I didn't hear us. Nothing, nothing, nothing about us. But some of y'all all right. It's all right with me if y'all all right. But some of us are going to have to try to put this agenda, not just the agenda, but the black community on the mind of the nation. You know, some people want to know what would Dr. King be doing if he was here. Dr. King would be fighting and protesting. Shout out to Father Flager for his position. He was absolutely correct. One of the few people that had enough courage to say that we have to do what Dr. King represented. I saw a lot of black folks up in Washington, y'all. They start calling it Black Town. Y'all was up there. Y'all had a good time up there because this is the last time y'all was going to get a chance to see a black man get inaugurated. Michelle looked beautiful. I thought it was wonderful in terms of our children. My granddaughter's looking at the two daughters, which is really, they're gracious. Good imagery, as I said before. But substance, that's something we got to deal with, y'all. Imagery is good for our children and for the older people because that's what they want to see. But substance in terms of how we are, what's happening with us as a people. Bernice King had a wonderful breakfast in Atlanta on King's birthday. You know, they've always had this celebration in Atlanta on King's birthday. And she did a wonderful job. You know what I thought was kind of interesting? If Martin King III was up there, why he wasn't sitting in the booth and why he was not mentioned. It was kind of a strange thing in terms of how blacks were just kind of omitted. I don't know why. Maybe y'all got the answer for that. Why black folks' names or whatever they was about was omitted. Maybe y'all was so busy partying and jumping down, baby, that y'all don't even understand or know that you look and see that we weren't mentioned. You had gays, immigrants, and climate change. And nobody's hurting better than black people. But here again, if we don't fight back, we won't have nothing. We saw our president get inaugurated. But as I told you all the time, the president never told you he was a black president. We can't keep thinking he is the black president. He's president of the United States of America. And he represents government. And the government in this country have never been very kind to black people. Everybody, they've been kind to everybody but the descendants of enslaved. We're going to have Dr. Anderson on next week, and we're going to get into really details because Dr. Anderson said that by 2013 we're going to be an underclass. We got to look at some of these numbers here and see what's happening with black folks even in government, the appointments in government. And so you can really begin to see who you are. Everybody's capitalized. Oh, we put him in, the gays put him in, the women put him in, the Hispanic put him in. When the truth of the matter is black folks moved him over the top, but black folks did not come out. We just would not have had. He would not be president today. But if we don't do like the rest of them and maximize on what we did, then what's the use? It's not just in the presidency, but even here in the city of Chicago, you put the mayor in. If black folks have not come out to vote, Rahm Emanuel would not have been mayor. Average, y'all put her in. You see what she's doing to us. The governor, you put him in. Our votes, we only paid attention to maybe a few weeks or a month before election. Y'all start thinking y'all important. They come to the church and wave at you, and y'all smile and touch hands and stuff and laying on hands. They lay hands on you. You think that you really have made it, but God knows that you have not made it because you see we're still in our condition. We make presidents. We make governors. We make mayors. We make everybody. But nobody cares about us. Nobody cares about us because we can't care about ourselves. And everybody's very excited. I mean, I take the inauguration. It was interesting because I wanted to go back over and over again. I was talking to my son. I had told him, I said, you know, Jimmy, the president mentioned black people. Didn't mention Dr. King. And he said, oh, yes, he did. I said, no, he didn't. You all assume that because he had his hand on the Bible. But how can you have an inauguration on the day that Dr. King's birthday was, and not say we're here today honoring a great man, Martin Luther King Jr., who did this and did that, and then move on to acknowledge Dr. King would not have been that much. I just want y'all to be aware of that while you be talking. I want you to also be aware that it was Reagan, a Republican, that signed the King's Holiday Bill. It was Johnson, a Southern Democrat, who gave us the Voting Rights Bill and other things. So as we look at this stuff, we got to look at this stuff, you know, we got to look at our existence a little bit different. And, you know, we got to think about how we're going to look at the future of our children. You turn on the TV all over the place, you see Rubio. They setting him up to be some president. I mean, the Latino community is not monolithic. They come from all different directions. Some of them are black Puerto Ricans. You have Mexicans. You have Dominican Republican. You have all kind of people. But they, when they put their numbers together, you see something different. They have several people in the Senate. We have nobody. The women have a bunch of women from different ethnic groups, even a Latina, Hispanic. We have nobody. And we're going to give you some numbers and some breakouts of all the women in Congress, what we have. We got to really get serious here, or we can just hang it up, because this is like, this is a time of these next, what we got, 7 more years in this century, in this decade, they plan on wiping us out. Right now, they're taking our men and our families and put them back where they was back in the 30s and the 40s. If you have a man in the house, you can't get no help. These men come out, and they've served their time, and they can't even get any place to live. They're in the shadow. We can bring other folks out the shadow, bring black folks out the shadow. So you can't. You can't live here because you've been to jail. But I've done my time. Where do I supposed to live? Go on the street of crime? And then some of them been bogus anyway. So we got all these little things we got to look at, y'all. I don't want y'all to be all you excited. Now the excitement is over with. Now what? Then what? What are we going to do? Our schools, Barbara Bennett is steadily moving on our schools and y'all not paying that much attention about our schools in terms of education. If we're going to have our children, we're going to have to make sure science and math and technology and all those things are there. We have to make sure that we got vocational training, all those things that happen. We got to put more of our children into medicine. But they're moving to make our children permanent underclass. In Chicago, Daley been in charge of the school system forever. They went against, they gave Daley the right to appoint the board members without them even coming before the council. It was once that you had to come before the council, but they gave him totally carte blanche. You come, you can do this, and what did he do? He destroyed the schools, and the parents just kind of went along. They put two or three people in these schools that's supposed to be looking out for you, and they do the same thing elected officials do. They sit there and just get their own little bit of stuff, and they're not looking out for the whole. So that's probably our problem here. And I think every ethnic group are meeting together to look at the future of their community, but ours. And I'm not, for those elected officials who listen to me every Saturday, I just want you to know, you probably think I'm picking on you and talking about you. No, I love you. But you was elected to represent black people. And most of them are almost frightened. It's like black folks are frightened to even say black or work on behalf of black people when they get in office, whether they're elected, anointed, or appointed. Now, let me tell you, with all due respect to Reverend Sharpton, I know him very well. I've been reaching out to him. I'm going to keep on until I get him. This so-called putting together an agenda, them three black males are not going to put together an agenda for black people. What is Jealous, Ballantyne, and Sharpton, they can't put together no agenda for us because they've been running interference. They whole thing is run interference and to do something. Our stuff is much broader. So that's why this morning I'm going to have Bev Smith, y'all. So you got to wake up everybody that you know and tell her she's going to be on. We're going to begin to talk about this big conference we're going to have with black women. I told you last week that Bev and I have been talking about putting together a conference to bring together black women to make sure that we begin to move on our community. However the black woman goes, so goes the community. If black women are not together, the community is not together. So when she called me the other night, she had already began to set a date. She got one in August. You heard Doris last week, and Doris was telling you, I was telling her about Bev and what we're going to do. But Bev have already set a date for us to be in Philadelphia. I'll meet in Philadelphia in August. But in the meantime, we're going to be moving around the country, and we're going to put together these regions, in regions where people are going to be helping us mobilize in different regions, and we're going to pull together, and we're going to move on out for what we have to do for black people and these black babies. Not unapologetically black, and that's what we're going to be fighting for in the spirit of Soldier and the Truth, Harriet Tubman, Mary McLeod Bethune, you know, Ida B. Wells, Barnett, Ida B. Wells. You know, all of, you know, all the people that have really went on before us, Dorothy Height, Hazel Gregory, Joanne Robinson, Mrs. Rosie Parks, Johnny Carr, all of them, Mrs. King. We're going to really put this thing together here. Black women, we're going to be in your town. We're getting to put this together. Y'all had the Million Man March. You haven't seen that when you see black women coming together. We're not playing. Every animal will fight for their babies. Even a coward animal will fight. If you don't fight for our communities and our babies now, then there's no sense in even being on the planet. We got to stop these bum women from thinking it's all about putting these nails on their fingers, paying money, and all these weaves in their hair, getting all these folks like that. If you want to wear your hair, fine, but it's more than that. A bouncy, 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 bouncy. Ain't nothing wrong with party, y'all. I like to party, too, but we got to party after the work is done. You know, so we got a lot of stuff to do here, and I'm looking forward to, I'm going to get Bev on at 6:45, so what I want y'all to do is wake up everybody and tell them that we're getting ready. Wake up everybody. Wake up everybody. We're getting ready to tell them that we're not playing. We're getting ready to come on with it, because if we don't do it, nobody can. Sharpton, if you're listening, or somebody listening for you. Ben Jealous, if you're listening, somebody listening for you. Ballantyne, if you're listening, somebody listening for you. Let it be known that black women are getting ready to get on the move, and we're not playing, because our women will not stand by and allow our babies, black babies, to be destroyed. Listen, Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. And guess what, y'all? I know a lot of y'all listen to me on iHeart. We're on iHeart Radio. You can hear us on iHeart Radio. You can also listen on, look on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We on Blog Talk. And anybody miss it can also come back. And everybody got to tell me how you all get on Blog Talk. I'm on Blog Talk, y'all. A lot of folks. I had a lot of folks in the chat room last week. When you got 300 some folks in the chat room, that's pretty good. Chatting away. You know, thank y'all for chatting. I got to begin to put this computer on in here because Evan is in the chat room chatting for me in there, y'all. So when you got 300 some people in your chat room at one time talking, you must be doing something right. Facebook, group Facebook, www.wvon.com, 773-591-1690. Hey, call your friends. Tell them at 6:45 or 6:50, I will have Miss Bev Smith on as my guest. And we're going to talk about pulling these black women together. So get your coffee, get your tea, call your friend, come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back, y'all, just a few minutes.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Dr. Dorothy J. Thomas.
The
out there loud. Ooh, woo wee. I'm killing. Hey, y'all. Say it loud, 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 say it loud. Ooh wee. I tell you, say it loud, y'all. I'm black and I'm proud. No playing no more, y'all. Time for playing is over. Time for crying is over. Time for sitting there on the radio talking about us is over. You know, when we keep talking and talking, we be so done depressed that we don't want to do nothing. I'm sorry to say, Miss Courtney, I heard your lady, your man the other day, tell me we didn't need reparation. He don't understand. Repair the damage. We do. They're going to repair this damage. When the black women get through, they're going to put together a Marshall Plan in this country for black people. Because I've told you what have happened. I told you what have happened. They got all these first-generation people that's running government now. They're senators. They're congressmen. They are governors. They're in charge of the criminal justice system. They're in charge of you. And they got a strange kind of thing about us. It's very strange, y'all. And we have to fight back. Have we not built this country, half of them who came here wouldn't have nowhere to come. Everybody who had refuge and have gone everywhere and had sanctuary but black people, we have no place to go but to go down to Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. And we built this country. It would not be a country for anybody. And everybody's enjoying the fruits of the land but black people. I'm so happy for my leader, Dr. King. I tell some of y'all, I know I got rare tapes of Dr. King, but you can go online and see the Mike Douglas interview, or see Meet the Press and all these different interviews of Dr. King on YouTube, and get a chance to see him. I asked some young folks to go online and pull him down. They said, we didn't know Dr. King was like that. Of course he was like that. They want you to think some other stuff. But time is over in the spirit of Dr. King, but in the spirit of Fannie Lou Hamer, in the spirit of Sojourner Truth, in the spirit of Mary McLeod Bethune, in the spirit of Ida B. Wells, all them black women, in that spirit, black women across the country, we're calling you together because we are going to Philadelphia. We're going to, I think it's Philadelphia, when I talk to Bev, we're going to be there in August. I told y'all we was pulling together something, but she had already gotten a date, so we got to go with her date. But in the meantime, we're going to be coming to your town, and you're going to host us, and we're going to show these folks that it's our babies, and we're not taking it no more. How goes the black woman, so goes the black world. What Harriet Tubman told them, you're going to be free or die. So we're going to be in the spirit of Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth and Fannie Lou Hamer. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Our babies, our schools, we have a right to the resource. We have a right. Don't tell me that our children don't want to learn when you're giving them inferior education. Right here in the city of Chicago, Daley had control of the school system all those years and took us all the way back. We elect people who be afraid to stand up and talk for us. Elected officials, don't be scared. So we're going to talk about all these other folks that meet together, laying out plans, and we sitting there falling behind them when we have built a nation and built a country off of our backs. Are we going to have this conference? Beth, tell your neighbors, tell your friends that we're going to have Beth Smith at 6:45 joining me. She's going to be with me throughout the hour. Now, I'm going to try and go to this, Evan, you had Ron. I don't see Ron, wherever he is, so I guess I go to my other calls. There's nobody on line 10, so she can't tell me that. Line 10, I thought it was Block Talk. Okay.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. The reason for the call this morning is I want to just discuss how the current Democratic structure is incompatible with where I am, and I know a lot of people right now. I just go back to the fact that we just elected President Obama into office, that he had over 92% of the black vote. And if you look at the structure of the Democratic Party.
I don't think it's just a party. I think it's not party. It's how these people did a little different. It was Republican, Democrat, anything else. All of them are stepping on our backs. It's like everybody stepping on us. If we don't stand up, I mean, we have to have our own stuff and move. It's not just the structure of the Democratic Party. It's the structure of all parties. Everybody step on our back. We put them in, they step on our back.
The point I was trying to make is that we overwhelmingly, as a people, support the Democratic Party, and their agenda is not our agenda. 56 million children have been aborted from their mother's womb.
Well, Ron, right now, okay, Ron, let me do this. Because my line is lit up, I absolutely agree that we elect people who don't care about us. And I don't care what party they're in. If they care about us, then that's one thing. But everybody right now are saying we do this, we do that, and what they are really making it based off of us putting people in, and nobody cares about us, Ron. Ron, I want you to keep listening. I got a lit up board, and I got to get Beth Smith on. We try to mobilize these women to get ready to take back our communities. Thank you, Ron. All right, Ron. Thank you so much.
Ebony? Okay, thank you. Maurice, hurry up. I want to get Bev. Get Bev on in a minute, Ebony. Get Bev on in about a few minutes. Yes. Maurice?
Yeah, I'm with you. God bless you, black woman. Look, Ryan, when you bring it to the table, don't keep telling us what's wrong. Help us make it right. Look.
Excuse me, Maurice. That's what I'm talking about. Black women right now, we're going to come to the table. We're going to do that. Black women are going to meet together.
And that's my next statement on y'all and the power y'all working with. Dorothy, look, I said it once before. I'm going to say it this morning. You are the closest thing this side of the Atlantic Ocean that we have to a Winnie Mandela. And you've been warming my heart, my soul, my mind, my spirit since Streeter, Parker, and Jane Byrne in 17 Ward. Baby, we did it then. We can do it now. Now, look, what high-profile politician?
Say what?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorothy. What high-profile politician said in 1992, it's the economy, stupid.
Hey,
that's the pop quiz. That's a pop quiz for the family this morning. Finally, Dorothy, let me say this. I might get a little controversial here, but y'all bear with me. Y'all sisters, I say that all the time. Y'all got the power, man, to get this black man off his duck.
Well, we get ready to do it, Maurice. Keep listening, because I got to get Bev on in a minute. We're not playing. We're not playing anymore.
Go ahead, Dorothy, because y'all got the power and the money.
All right. Thank you so much, Maurice. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I tell you, William from Maywood. Everybody get Bev on. William from Maywood.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, William.
I support you women getting together.
Thank you.
I would submit that right now, if Winnie Mandela had been the president of South Africa instead of her husband, it would be a whole lot better than what it is right now.
Yeah, you know what? William, I worked with Winnie when Mandela was in prison. We used to travel around and try to raise money and get him out. They would call her the Dorothy Tillman of South Africa to meet Winnie Mandela of Chicago. And when he got out, he let them trick him into separating from her.
And then they told him
he had to move. He moved out of Soweto, where the black folks were. They said for his own safety, moving in an all-white community.
Right.
You know,
I love Winnie Mandela. She is a true warrior. Just one thing. I know you don't have a lot of time. Just that Tavis Smiley, you know, with this poverty thing that he's been doing to try to bring attention to poverty in this country, has a petition on his website to try to get President Obama to convene a conference on how to alleviate or to work on alleviating poverty.
You know how we're gonna get President Obama and anybody else to deal with this whole question? Because right, it's gonna be that when we mobilize black women and black people,
right?
And poverty rate among black folks is very high. Our focus is gonna be on black people. We're gonna focus on black people, and once we focus on black women, then those who want to join in can join in. We're gonna strictly be focusing on black women. But anybody can look on Tavis's website and sign if they want to. Thank you, William.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you have Beth Smith on, because it seems like to me they've been trying to silence her voice also.
Of course they have. But she got a blog talk. She's on radio on the internet, and so we're going to give that out to you.
I used to listen to her show when they broadcast it, you know, later here in Chicago, and it seems like to me after she did that thing against BP, for some mysterious reason or other, they wouldn't carry her.
And about Farrakhan. But you know what? Bev and I are going to head this thing up. We're not playing. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired, so keep listening. I'm going to try to bring Bev on this show at least once a month so y'all can hear from her.
Very good.
Because we're on iHeartRadio, which means people listening all over the country.
All right. Love you, Dorothy.
I love you more. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, who is this? Nathan. Nathan from Orlando.
From Orlando, Florida.
Yes. Yes, I got a question. Well, I got a comment on the abortion thing that I wish someone y'all would consider. You know, the Democrats get the credit for being the abortion of the party of abortion, and they are into that. But something that's being overlooked, it was Republican presidents that gave us Republican judges that gave us Roe v. Wade. Not one Democrat judge or politician was a part of that. And every time the abortion comes up, the issue comes up, and it's usually in election time, the Republicans always say, well, that there's
well,
a
Nathan, you know
Roe
what,
v.
Right
Wade
now,
the state rights issue.
Right now, there's nobody when it comes. Right now, our agenda in terms of black women and black people, nobody's on our agenda right now. Education for our children, health care for our children, housing for our children, the prisoner complex. So black women in this country get ready to come together because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. So that's
would
what we're going to focus on.
Would y'all please, could you please call the Republicans out on Roe v. Wade?
Well, I think that right now, black folks cannot fight for the liberation of themselves dealing with parties. I think it's not about parties, it's about black people. And I think we got to stay with what's best for black folks, regardless who it is. Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm going to bring Bev on in a minute, but I got some. I want y'all to, how many minutes I got before break? Because I want to bring
up before my break. Well, I'm going to make sure, and I got some I want to play before I, you know, I want to do that. I tell you. Hello, Cheryl?
Cheryl? Yeah, Dorothy.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say thank God for you. I've known you since I was a kid. You and my mama fought for us back in Mollison days. I'm a phone call away, and I'm a black woman ready to fight with you and stand with you.
Well, you're going to go join us with this black women movement in August. And what I'm going to do is try to work out as we move around the country. I'll probably bring Bev here in Illinois, too. I know we're going to be moving all over the country, but Chicago's going to bring her here before we have our big march. Y'all thought that was something in Washington. Wait till black women come together to fight for these black babies.
We need this, and we need it now. And I just got through talking about what happened to the Dorothy Tillman of my time.
Well, you must have been listening because she's right here. Call the women and tell them to get ready for this movement, okay?
All right, baby. Love you.
I love you more.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to – is that Brian? Brian?
Yes.
Are you calling about the women movement we getting ready to start?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me hear you, my brothers. Your wife and children going to be involved. Your daughter's got to come on with it.
Oh, yeah. I used to work for you, Miss Tillman.
Really?
And yeah, I used to work at the Federal Washington Center as a security officer there.
Okay, well, it's good to have you, Brian.
All right. And you know what? I support you 100%.
Thank you.
And we need more women like you because, you know what, I'm getting tired of seeing these housewives, these like Atlanta housewives type of women being portrayed on TV, and that's making a bad image on our black women.
Okay, well, what you're going to have is we're going to pull all the Dorothy Tillmans and the Bev Smiths from all over this country. We're pulling them out. We're not playing about that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, all the rest of you, don't you go nowhere because I'm getting ready to bring Bev up to get ready so I can at least give you a feel of what we're going to do, and the lines are lit up, and I really thank you. Let me get Brian about the speech before I do this. Brian, you want to hold on to after I get Bev?
Oh, yes, I'll hold on.
Okay, put him back on hold. Let me just say, y'all, we're not playing about this. We're getting ready now to have our movement. The Fannie Lou Hamer sick and tired of being sick and tired. Sojourning Truth, Harriet Tubman. You know, Mary McLeod Bethune. Ida B. Wells Barnett. Madam C.J. Walker, who wasn't out of fright, and a woman with money with a purpose, who really fueled the movement, Marcus Garvey movement, and a whole lot of other movement. So, you know, we're talking for real here. When Bev and I talked, we talked during the summer last year, we said we was going to pull the women together. And we talked about that last week, y'all. And lo and behold, I tell y'all I was going to call Bev. Bev called me and said, look, Dorothy, I got the date. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And we're going around the country, and I'm just so happy. Now, before I bring Bev on, because I want her to, we can get set up for the next album, I want to play this. Lock Bev in for me, please. I want to, okay, Bev.
Yes.
How you doing this morning? I'm going to play this for you, my sister, and then we're going to come back and talk. How many minutes is that speech, Courtney? I might play some of it. Okay, Bev, this is for you. Okay,
you.
For you and all the black women around the country, we got people calling us from all over the country. We on iHeartRadio, and we also on we on everything. Come on, let's go.
Well, children,
Well, there's so much racket, they must have something out of kill.
Actually, y'all, let's listen tight.
I think between the women of the North and the Negroes of the South, all thinking about rights, you white men gonna be in a fix pretty soon. What was all this talking about? This man over there, yes, you. He said women have to be helped in the carriages, lifted over ditches, and to have the best place everywhere. Well, nobody ever helped me in no carriage. Over no mud puddles or gives me any best place and ain't our woman.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at my arms.
Yeah.
I done plowed and planted and gathered into barns, and no man could help me. And ain't our woman? Then they talk about this thing in the head, but I'm not going there yet, because I want to tell you that I done birthed 13 children and saw the most old souls locked to slavery. And when I cried out with a mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me, and ain't that a woman?
Yeah.
Then they talks about this thing in the head. What's that they call it? They call inlet. Inlet, that's it, sugar. What's that got to do with women's rights or Negro's rights? If my cup don't hold but a pint and yawn hold a quart, wouldn't you be mean not to let me have my little half a pint? Huh? Then, this man in the back, yes, he says, women can't have as much rights as men because Christ wasn't a woman. Well, where your Christ come from? Where your Christ come from? From God and a woman. Man didn't have nothing to do with it. Now, if the first woman God ever made was able to take this world and turn it upside down, all these women's hair together ought to be able to get it back and turn it right side up again. And now they're asking to do it. You men better let them. That's all I have to say. Much obliged for your listening to me. Thank you very much.
So Tyson, that Beth. You like, that's for you, Beth. How you like it?
Oh, I love it. I'm going to play it on my show. How are you this morning, my beloved sister?
Oh, I'm so happy to have you, my sister. A lot of folks wanted to know where you've been, where you at. You're going to tell them, and you know, I did put you on all of my Facebook, so we gave the link so everybody can know how to get you and how to tune in to you and everything. We're going to talk about it before we leave. Before I want to...
Well, you know, I think that it's a good time to talk about it because what happened to me, and I was so thankful, what was his name, Brian?
Yes.
That called in and said he thought it was because of BP, and you told him it was because of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You both were right. You both were right. Both were right. Dick Gregory called me and said, sis, nobody's talking about the black folks that are being hurt by BP.
Right.
I said, bring them on.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history. But I just want to tell people about Dorothy Tillman. I know you know about her. But when I decided that I wanted Minister Louis Farrakhan to come and be on a town hall meeting nationally about the plight of black men, I decided because Minister Farrakhan was the only person that could really tell her like it was. He's a man unafraid. I just love it.
I love him, too.
Oh, my goodness, I love him. He's so unafraid.
He's listening to you this morning, too. I told him he was going to be on.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. And so that was really my inspiration. You know, you and I have been talking about this since really my days at BET and Our Voices.
Right.
But as I looked internally, and I love the brother that talked about the women and the images on television, because that's one of our panel discussions with Hollywood stars talking about these images. But as I looked at the women, I called you on the phone and I said, Dorothy, we need to organize black women in the tradition of black women. You just played a black woman.
Right.
In the tradition of black women, because the truth of the matter is there would have been no Montgomery bus boycott.
No, without a...
Had not it been for women.
That's right.
Every major civil rights organization.
Right.
Women run it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Come on, tell me. Everything from in all our education, and then what we've sent out, everything we've done in our community has been black women. We've ran everything. Let's start with Ms. Gregory Robinson, Ms. Robinson in Montgomery, Johnny Carr, all those strong black women, Ms. Rosie Parks, and all these strong black women throughout the city, throughout this country.
And modern day, Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Woman Donna Christian Christensen, all of these women. But something happened that bothered me, and I talked to you about it. And what bothered me is the black women forgot what their mission is.
Mm-hmm.
As we heard on the record, our mission is different than any other ethnic group of women. Not knocking them. It's funny, every time you talk about black folks, folks think you're knocking other folks, but they can talk about their ethnic group all night long.
That's right.
I'm talking about black folks.
Come on,
okay?
Isaiah, this is yours. Talk.
I'm talking about black folks now. And I looked at the women. And what I am seeing are women who were fooled into integration. We don't have integration. We have imitation. Mm. We have imitation.
That's right.
We have imitation. We wanted integration, but we turned to integration away from our goal to be equal and started imitating. And so I was really tired of it. And then how far do you want me to go? You want me to go all the way?
Well, we're going
to
come back because I'm going to have to take a break. And
okay.
And my 7 o'clock.
Hold on.
Okay, my 7 o'clock hour.
I
just want to give them an introduction so they can wake people up. I got you for one, have you for another whole hour. But I want to give them an introduction before I take a break. Listen, Talk of Chicago 1690 WVON, our number 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.won.com. We also on our Heart Radio. You listen to us from all over the world, really. We also on Blog Talk. We on Facebook, group Facebook, and Twitter. So you want you to wake your friends up and tell them. Bev Smith is on. We're talking about this black women movement. And I want to know what I'm going to do. Is it because I'm black there? Is they messing with us because we black? I want you to, and then pause it when we come back. I want Bev, this is why they mess with us. Is it because I'm black? And I'll be right back, y'all. Get your coffee, get your tea, and come on back and talk to me.
People want to the present has brought her. Facing the rising sun of a new safety eager, set up my door, steal victory is won.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I've been to the mountaintop. I looked over and I've seen. And we're going to do it, y'all. We're going to do it. But like when Dr. King said, I've seen the promised land. I looked over, might not get that with you, but we as the people get there, he in his own, he never in his own. Fogg's imagination thought the black folks would start moving and not reaching back, but me, Bev, and I is getting ready to do it, y'all. We're going to do what Dr. King and all the other women in this country want us to do. You're listening to this. We're back, y'all. We're back at 7 o'clock hour, and you know what that means, y'all, wherever you are. I can't call you from all over everywhere because I want to talk more to Bev, South Carolina, Texas, Florida, everywhere that you're listening, but just keep listening. It's that time for you to take that deep breath, Courtney and Ebony. Black. One more time, y'all. Black, don't you feel so good? Oh, let it out. It's all right to be black. Listen, Talk Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're on Blog Talk. We're also on Facebook, Group Facebook, and Twitter. And to get Bev Smith, you go to BevSmithTalk.com to listen to her, y'all. She's there. And just before I go back to her, we're talking about this women movement that we're not playing, and the spirit of sick and tired of being sick and tired, and all of our sheroes. And that's what we're going to mobilize these women all over this country. We're going to put together something. We got to fight for our babies and fight for our community. And I'm going to finish this with a little bit of this song. Is it because I'm black and I'm coming back to Bev Smith, y'all? Is it because we're black? I don't know. Sia Johnson, is it because we're black?
Wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghettos of the city. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Phil Johnson, y'all. Phil Johnson.
Mama, she worked so hard.
Right.
To earn every penny.
Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm black? Bev Smith, is it because we black? They're holding us back, Bev.
Absolutely, darling. I want to say good morning to all of those that have joined us, and good morning to my special beloved sister friend, Dorothy Tillman. Thank you so much honoring me to be on your show.
Oh, I love it, Bev. I'm going to try to get you at least every other month.
It's a real, real pleasure.
Thank you.
You were talking to me in the last hour about our effort. And I have to tell people, we have to tell the truth. Now, this is a year we've got to tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is.
And we cannot, we got to be straight up. And
yes.
We cannot be afraid. I said to Dorothy Tillman when I had Minister Farrakhan join us, and that was a big controversy, people shooting at you and stuff like that. And it was really interesting. I said, I want to talk to black women. And I want to talk to black women because I believe that we've forgotten the way. I believe we've forgotten the purpose. I believe our ears are clogged to the message God gave us. We are to lift up a nation. It is our tradition. You and I have been talking about this a long time,
right.
Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
It is our tradition. But in the last couple of years, I have watched us imitate instead of initiate. I've watched us look at integration as the end-all, be-all. I've watched us become those children of God that do nothing but worship a golden cow. And I have watched women. And women, if you don't fit into this category, don't call Dorothy and don't go to my website.
And don't be offended, because if you don't fit, then you're going to join this movement we got going on.
If it isn't you, you don't have to be concerned.
Right.
But it is one black woman. It affects all black women, or at least it should, or at least it used to. There are some of us that are still on the battlefield for freedom. But the real fire that was in our soul as women, whispered by God, where Eve, you know, the mother of all creation,
that's right.
That isn't even an argument or a debate anymore. We've forgotten what our purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us that have, we send our children to all these schools, and on Saturdays the babies go to tap dance and this and that, and I think it's wonderful. But what time do we spend with the children? You know, Dorothy, we speak at colleges.
Right.
When these kids talk to us, they tell us. So to skip to the chase, I said to my sister Dorothy, who was with me when no major woman in America would join me.
Oh, yeah, back up off of Bell, soon as a Bell, I'm coming. They better leave you alone.
Yes, listen. You read my thing, and I said, I'm not uninviting Minister Louis Farrakhan for anyone to even suggest. I get angry when I think about it now.
Yeah.
Who I should put at my table. This ain't Django Unchained. I'm unchained. Anyway.
It's your show, Bell, for 45 minutes ago. Do what you want to do, baby.
I love it. So, by the way, people can find out and listen to our show by going to the BevSmithShow.net. And we're on the Empowerment Radio Network, and we are so appreciative of David Anderson for stretching out his hand to us when no one else would, and saying, hey, I'm starting a syndication company, and I'd love for you to join me, and we're together. Anyway.
Wait, now, before you go there, now you're on when?
We're on somewhere in America every day of the week.
Just go to your website and it'll tell you. Bev Smith.
It will tell you the stations, and we're updating them because we have come from three stations to 15, and we're reaching 21 million people, and we're excited about it because we're growing and we're doing it our way.
BevSmithTalk.com. Wait. BevSmithTalk.com.
No, that's one of them.
Okay.
But I want them to go to the BevSmithShow.net.
Okay, go to BevSmithShow.net. They have me change it on my Facebook, BevSmithShow.net. Okay.
And they'll go right to me, and they can click on radio and be able to hear us live wherever we are, or they can click on archives, and they can hear the shows that they have missed.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, this is real. You and I talked.
Uh-huh.
And I am hurt by the way black women have become. I'm hurt by the way black women are acting. I'm hurt by the way our children, our young black women, are behaving. I'm hurt mm-hmm. by the way our senior citizen, black women,
mm-hmm.
are suffering. I'm hurt that there's no national women's movement, and I'm not knocking men. God bless them.
Well, I'm sorry, Belle, but those who call themselves in the gatekeeper right now just run interference, and they're not looking out for the health, interest, rights, and needs of black people, black children. I'm sorry. They can go
away
and sit
what?
Down. I don't mean all of them. I'm saying those who stood up in the gap. Mm-hmm.
You know what? We ain't got time to worry about them, Dorothy.
No, we're not going to worry about them. We're going to organize black women.
But exactly. That's what I said to you. And what did you say to me? You said, what do you want me to do?
That's right.
And I said, I need you to do a couple of things. And you said, I'm with you all the way.
Yes.
And that's what's going to happen, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this on August the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. I am asking 1,000 African-American women to meet me in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Wyndham Hotel. God bless them, their chain. They're going to be our host hotel. And we'll be doing, Dorothy and I will be going around the country, so we will be at Wyndham Hotels around the country talking to African-American women.
And wait, now hold on. The women who are listening to me in South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, everywhere, all over this country, we're going to put up a website and everything so you can know how to host us. We're going to lay this stuff out, you'll know, because we want you to be one of our hosts. As we come, we want you to join us in these different cities.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. But our first stage, our first plan, it's to call African-American women together. I've written an oath. I want us to take an oath to recharge our passion, recharge our energy, recommit ourselves to our children, recommit ourselves to building our black community.
Right.
You know, our black community was built by women who scrubbed other people's homes.
That's right.
And on the weekends, curled hair in their homes. Can I get an amen?
Amen for that. And you know what, Bev? We didn't have the hang-up between black women and black men. Black men and Kev, they didn't see it as no conflict. They just came on along and worked with us. And we got to get outside of that other stuff that we can't go do what we have to do. We must do what we got to do.
Well, I want black women to like each other again.
Yes.
I don't want all this craziness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that black women are on TV talking about the a black man, this hip-hop thing, whatever this hip-hop thing
back
is.
Out all these babies, my babies, this
That's
is showing me stuff and all that stuff.
But you see, there was a way black women behaved. Come on now.
I tell you, they had manners. They had manners and love for the family and the children.
They had manners.
Yes.
You know, in the black community, we used to have charm schools. Somebody in the church would open a charm school.
That's right.
Teach you how to sit. Teach you how to talk. There was a way. We had a way.
Mm-hmm.
That's, everybody did. It didn't matter whether you were poor. Poor meant you were poor in spirit.
That's right.
Economically challenged meant you didn't have enough money for the day.
Well, Bev, I didn't know I was poor.
And everybody, this is a time we're in trouble. We cannot wait for anyone, and that includes President Barack Obama. We cannot wait.
No.
You don't want to have agenda. You don't want to talk. Fine. Bless you, Mr. President.
That's right.
You go do what you have to do. And we're going to do what we have to
do. Don't do what we have to do.
And what we have to do as black women is we have to save our children and rebuild our black families and rebuild our black community. And if you don't want to come along, just get out of the way because we're coming through to do that.
Come and, Bev, I got a bank of calls. We said, you know, you're going to move out the way that we're going to move over you. That's what we're talking about to these people. Let's take some of these calls, Bev. The board is just lit up from all over everywhere. Ms. Huntington, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
I want everybody to keep their comments short because I got 45 minutes with Bev and I want to get every minute of it. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am blessed to hear Ms. Bev Smith and you, Alderman. And I want you to know, both of you to know, that I believe that our start of the black women's movement should be with all of us going to see Imitation of Life. And then fighting.
Ms. Huntington, she said, we're doing Imitation of Life at the Harold Washington. That's a whole other thing, son.
Yeah, I know. But this is going to help us move forward to our women's movement. And I want to say to you, I'm from Alabama, and I will join you.
Thank you. And thank you for coming to see our play. We're going to be putting on it. Open up on the 8th, y'all. Y'all come on out to Harold Washington Culture Center. Thank you so much. Williams.
Let me just say this to her.
Hold on,
William. It's a bad idea for her to watch, to get people to watch it. I think it might be a good idea.
Oh, no, but Ben, we have at our Harold Washington Culture Center the first time on Broadway. We're going.
No, good. See, I don't think it's bad. But what we're talking about is for us to quit talking and start walking.
Right.
We're talking about, first of all, the conference is designed for black women to come together, so the first thing we're going to do, and Dorothy is going to be the keynote speaker to open up the conference for me. This partnership is going to be dynamite. And she's going to open up the conference for me. We're bringing her in. And I forgot to give you the date last night, February 28th.
Oh, God. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we'll talk about it when I get home.
Okay.
I got William. Uh-oh. Let me take William, right, because I got him open. William, are you there? Okay, William,
this is Sakia.
Sakia, yes, ma'am.
Yes, good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
And good morning, Bev.
Good morning.
How are you, Bev? I'm just fine, sisters. I have a quick comment and a quick question I'd like to ask you, Beth. When President Obama was campaigning in 2008, he said that he would develop and create an Office of Urban Policy, and the purpose of that would be to fight poverty and to fight crime and to strengthen our cities. Well, I have not heard of that organization or that office doing anything on behalf of black people. Shouldn't we be trying to find out why it is not working?
Well, I think Beth is talking about this women movement we're putting together right now. Once we put our movement together, Zakiya, wait a minute. Zakiya, hold up, Zakiya. Once we put our movement together, everybody's going to have to answer to us.
Wait a minute. I think she's asking a legitimate question, and it gives
Thank
me a
you.
Chance.
Hold on,
Zakiya. But listen to me. But it gives me an opportunity to do a little teaching of government 101. The president proposes, but it is Congress that passes the rule. And the night that the president took his oath of office in 2008, I was in D.C., the inaugural, over across the street, in the basement of a building, top Republicans funded by money that Karl Rove and others had gotten together, were people who said they would not let this president get anything passed, anything he proposes. If he says, if you have to go to the bathroom, go in 5 minutes, they will lock the bathroom doors and pass a law that says you shouldn't go. He's fighting for what he fights. We do not have to sit around and wait for somebody to form a department. We are the leaders that we have been looking for. Leaders. We didn't sit around and wait for government. We went to Pharaoh.
That's right.
We said let our people go.
Well,
we just decided now it's plague time. Hello, somebody.
Well, I think that we have to. I think when the president took over, he had control of the House and the Senate, and there was no, there's nothing came out of the foul community. But at the same time, if we move, and remember, he's part of government. He's president of the United States of America. He's not the black president. The key, if we move as a people, everybody's going to have to move.
That's it. We have to move. We have no time to criticize, because if we concentrate on doing our thing, and what is our thing? Our thing is the thing that Fannie Lou Hamer did. Love that woman.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Put her life on the line. And I will always believe when they beat that woman wanting to register people to vote.
Yes.
You know, I was so thrilled to see Miss Merle Evers Williams.
Oh, wasn't she awesome?
I love her.
She was the only breath of fresh air to me.
Who took over the first black woman to be chair and CEO of the NAACP. When she took it over, it was in trouble financially. When she left, it was in the black, y'all, and that's a fact, y'all. And so we have to remember who we are and what our mission is. God made us special. He put the men to sleep, and then he talked to us. Wake up, black women, and remember what he said. You are the incubators of the world. It is you who must get your people together. We have these children in our womb. What are we telling them? What are we doing? What are we saying? Why are we more interested in a weave than they are a mind?
If they knew better, it would do better. That's why we're getting ready to teach them, Belle, because they know better. If they knew better, it would do better.
I wore my hair every color. I'm a black woman. I'm earth. I can wear any color I want. But when the color of your hair is more important than your child's mind.
Well, that's why we're getting ready. God is moving us. What we got to do, because I believe that once we move our women, and our young women have not had any, when we move them, they're going to change, because we're getting ready to move earnestly on their behalf, and I think they're going to be better. Thank you, Zakiya. Anita, yes, ma'am.
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your guest this morning.
Yes.
Hi. I'm glad that she supports Minister Farrakhan, and I'm glad you, Dorothy, support Minister Farrakhan.
Anita's calling from South Carolina, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay.
But I'm really happy that she's supporting this and that you support Minister Farrakhan, because I really think Elijah Muhammad did just wonders for bringing the African-American family together after slavery and rejoining us into the human family as a family unit. And if I hope that the women's movement will concentrate on bringing all of that history together into a family. And our women have to stop imitating
the white culture, which is not, it hasn't humanized since slavery. So we have to make sure that it humanizes itself, the American culture,
okay,
so that we can have the Black American culture fit in with it. But we can't fit in with something that dehumanizes.
Well,
not
Anita,
Anita,
we're going to get ready to mobilize. We're going to do mobilization, organization, and moving our agenda forward for the Black community, for Black children. And we're not going to be just talking and editorializing. We're going to get to work, and I want you to get to work down in North Carolina, okay?
And what I want to say is that the conference is a working conference. Mm-hmm. The goal that I had when I asked Dorothy to come and partner with me, and Dorothy was already there, big time, I said one of the things that I want to do is I want us to have a good time, and we will. Kim Coles just said last night after we talked with you, Dorothy, she's going to bring her one-woman play, and then she's going to stay and be on a panel with some other Hollywood sisters and television people that I'm inviting to talk about the images of Black women in an open town hall meeting. We're going to come to work.
Right.
We're going to come to recommit ourselves. And then we're going to go home, because charity begins right at home.
Mm-hmm.
Fannie Lou worked at home, and her movement spread, her message spread.
Right.
We don't want another woman to have to die so a message can be spread. So we're going to be calling on people who can teach us how to organize in our community, who can talk about what we must do if we need government help, who can talk about politicizing and forming a committee. Then we're going to take those workshops and what they have in those workshops. We're going to form committees from those workshops, a national committee, and we're going to put together a manual, a book of references. So when people need to learn, and then we're going to get these women fired up.
Oh, we're going to be fired up now.
So that they can begin to start these Bev Smith and Dorothy Tillman cries, because Bev Smith is calling for 1,000 women.
We're going to have more than 1,000. We're going to have more than 1,000.
You know what? The minister told me in Philadelphia last year, I said, Minister, you're such an inspiration. How do you do it when so many people tell you you can't do it? And he said, I'm just not afraid, sister. So we're not afraid if 1,000 women come. We're not afraid if 2,000 women come. We're ready to unite and leave Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in August going into September, regenerated and reinvigorated.
And reclaiming our community.
Just keep watching Dorothy's page and my page. We're preparing it now, and we're getting ready now. We've got the place. And we're ready to go. And we need women committed. Now, I'm going to beg to differ with my lovely sister for a minute. I want grown women to come and teenage girls to come.
We want all women, We want all of them. We got to.
We can't take the little girls because we got too much work to do. But we want young women to come together because we're going to do a thing where we recommit to each other, and we want young women and older women to hold hands.
Right. Because that's the tradition. That's the tradition of the Black community, the young and the old. Our kitchen was our psychological. We'd be in the kitchen doing hair. When you comb hair, you curl hair. The tradition was, we didn't have that. I don't know where this came from. The tradition was the young and the old. You know, we had no imaginary boundaries. We have got to teach them. They know better. They do better. They're the warriors. We're going to be counselors. We're going to move them forward. I'm looking. You don't differ with me on that. I'm looking forward to that. We're looking forward to that. I am the woman I am today because of the older women.
Telling folks that we really have to begin to talk about love, the family love. And Black women used to love each other. But you see, now we're worried about what man you're going with. Let me get back to that hip-hop thing for a moment, because that really ticks me off. You have women on that show screaming and yelling and putting what's that stuff they put in their breast?
I know you're talking about.
Black people are crazy. We're crazy because we can't look at things with the eyes of a human being. I love that woman saying that.
Uh-huh.
Because look, everybody imitates us.
Yes.
They put collagen. Thank you, Jesus.
And they lift.
They put collagen in their lips. They put collagen in their butt. They used to laugh.
Yes, they did.
Collagen in, and they get called one of the most beautiful women in the world.
And
okay?
Guess what, Beth? Black women go out and buy that mess too.
Into us.
Yes.
We have to start loving each other again. Dorothy Tillman and I never hang up from each other. And Am I right, sister?
That's right. Well, I said
and
we
I
love
said,
each
I
other.
I love you, Dorothy.
That's right. And I said
and
I love you, Beth.
I love you, Sister Beth.
Yes,
and
yes,
and that's
yes.
the way we must begin to do that.
Yes.
Because we are the first. We are the first thing our children feel.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts are connected to their hearts when they're in our womb. We have to change how we treat our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change how we do our babies. I'm going to say this one thing. We can go back to the phones. Dorothy, did you see
this
that?
This is the Belle Smith show, y'all. I told her to take it in 45 minutes. I love her. Come on, Belle.
did you see the woman on national television? Now, remember, this isn't all of who we are, but media only projects that 5 to 10 to 15% of us, male and female, doing bad.
Right.
If you turn your news on in Chicago today, the only place you ever hear any positive news is WVU, and you're not going to hear
no.
any positive news on the ABC, the NBC, the
mm-hmm.
CNN. It's hard to look for a positive news story
right.
every single solitary day.
Mm-hmm.
We have to begin to tell the positive. It's mm-hmm. when you said it. It's when you're washing that baby. And you need to wash your baby.
That's
you
right.
need to put your hands on your baby.
You need to comb the hair and stop letting somebody else braid it.
Hello. You need to do that. And you need to say to your babies, you are pretty. You are smart. Come on the hell.
That's right.
You can be somebody. You come from people that God made first.
That's
you
right.
are the first woman. You are the first man. God is expecting something out of you. I'm expecting something out of you. And you represent the family of black folks.
Right.
Because when I step out, I represent you, Dorothy.
Yes.
You step out, you represent me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you don't, let one black woman do what this woman did on TV. 15 children to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No high school diploma. No college education. No work training program. 15, and she held a press conference because she's going to sue President Obama because he's not taking care of her.
Oh,
house
no.
she lives in,
Ooh.
Given to her by taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah.
Food she puts in those babies' mouths. Where's the person telling her to close her legs?
I tell you. Well, look, let me go back to the phone now. I got to go back because it's lit up, and these folks want to talk to you, Bev. Let me go to this phone. This. Let me go to my audience. Brian, how you doing?
All right. Thank you, Dorothy, and thank you, Bev Smith.
Yes.
Bev, I know you're for reparations because I remember you in Washington, D.C.
Oh,
back
yeah.
then. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Dorothy, I wanted to thank you for playing those speeches you played last week and especially the week before with Dr. King talking about the guns and butter, and we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule.
Yes.
Where can I get a copy of that speech? We need that speech in the reparations movement.
Go by to Harold Washington after 12 and ask the young man to give you a copy.
Okay, what's his name, the young man?
Just go by to Harold Washington Coaching Center, but it has to be after 1, you
okay.
know. And a little small
do
donation,
that.
You get a copy of that speech so we can reproduce it.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Who I got here? Pam.
Hello.
Pam? Yes, Pam.
Hi. Alderman Tillman and Bev Smith.
Is this Pam?
Both. Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And let me be quick. I love what you're doing. I'm all on board. All I ask is this. Let's also pull from the spirit of C. Dolores Tucker, who predicted what this misogynistic music would do to our young people and to our mm-hmm. image as women. So let's pull from her spirit and fight for her. Let's
mm-hmm.
also pull from Dr. Anderson. He talked about having things come from the minds of black people to create
mm-hmm.
an economy and industry.
Right.
Also, Alderman Tillman, we have to secure Harold Washington Cultural Center because they're on a mission to try to take that from you and the black people.
You see how they
cannot let it happen.
And I didn't mention how I know you saw the news how somebody came with a sledgehammer to try to destroy Harold
yes.
Washington's statue last week. We're fixing it back.
Well, I want to thank you for mentioning C. Dolores Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
I am a
student. Can I say one more thing?
Let me just thank you because people have no idea. She was the first black woman Secretary of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
She was an advocate.
Yes.
I was a student of hers and a friend of hers.
Great
and
woman.
There are more names. There are more names. We're going to have a wall of names. There are more names than you can ever even think about. And we're going to have a wall of names and with these names. And then we're going to ask the women who come to the conference. There will be a fee, and it'll be minimum, to put a name up because you probably have someone in your family who did something, not only just for your family,
but
for
black people.
The community. We want to remember all of them. Thank you for mentioning CD.
Thank you, Pam. And not only that, Bev, as we move around this country, we're going to find great, strong black women who are really making a difference in their community. I'm so excited because this is almost, it reminds me when I was a little girl and my grandmother took me to hear Dr. King and that spirit that I felt when I heard him speak. Even Selma, everything we've done and all this stuff, I feel it. It's a spirit. It's God is leading this movement, and we're going to do it, Bev. I'm so excited. Let me talk.
Thank you, baby. And I just love you. And if the minister is listening, I thank him because he was a true inspiration.
He listened.
He and my mother. The minister is this. I just think that we have allowed for too long people to pick who our leaders are, and we have no understanding.
Right.
It's kind of like somebody saying, I'm not going to go see Django Unchained because I don't like what it's saying. Well, if you didn't see the movie, how in the world can you?
Look, I had that attitude until I saw it. I understood it once I saw it.
The only way that you can make a change, folks, is you have to make the change.
Right.
We're moving for change.
Right.
Black women united to save our community.
Woo!
I'm asking 1,000 women. It's a conference. You're going to have to pay a fee. We're keeping it minimum. We're out there trying to get sponsors now. We're keeping it minimum. It's 4 days. Come and join us in an effort and then go back to your community committed to make a change, and we're not going to let you go. After this conference is over, we will begin our journey around the country. We will go where the people are to make sure that we touch them and that we help them organize. We're talking about
it's a movement by God. Look, you can hang this. This is movement by God. Black women, we're coming. Black men, Senior Y, we need your support. We're coming, black women. Let me go to Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Taylor, you know I worked in Tuscaloosa. I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. Taylor.
Oh, you are?
I'm from Montgomery.
What church did you
come
out
of? I came from Bell Street Baptist Church out of Montgomery, but you know we worked with the Carters from Tuscaloosa with Dr. King.
Yeah, well, listen, this is what I was calling today. I don't know how old you are, but I'm just 57 years old.
Well, I'm older than you, my brother. I'm 66.
Okay,
go
but
on.
I'm speaking on behalf of young African-American males in preschool and first grade who have been turned against the learning process. And I didn't get your name. This is my first time calling.
That's Bev Smith, and I'm Dorothy Tillman.
Oh, okay, Ms. Tillman. Okay.
Yes, and I got Bev Smith on. Uh-huh, Bev Smith is here, too.
Okay, oh, Bev, this is Gregory from Atlanta. Yeah, you know, you say my name better than anybody in the country. my first name better than anybody in my country because the women in my family do not make me feel guilty with that G sound in it. But, Bev, this is what I got to say, and to your host there, this is what I got to say. I attended the National Alliance of Black School Educators, and I heard something there. I attended the class on why we can't read. And they said that, and I'm a product of this process, I was verbally abused in kindergarten, and I was emasculated in the first grade. This was in 1961, and it took me until 1996 to identify what had happened to me. And I know there are a lot of young African-American males out there now who are going through the same process, and this is what I'm doing. Being the youngest son on the 4 girls, y'all get ready for this now, I'm teaching African-American males how to interpret the African-American female soundbite and question it. And, Bev, I think you remember me from
Taylor, let me not got to hold up because I got a bank full of calls, and I've got to try to get through this from all over the country. I want them to talk to Bev. And the rest of y'all, make it short when you come because I only got 15
more
minutes.
Okay, well, let me just finish my point. See, let me tell you the other thing I've done. I've submitted my concerns to the Federal Communication Commission. I submitted these concerns to the Black Women Roundtable, and nobody has gotten.
Well, I tell you what you do, Taylor. Get your women together and your family and submit it to us in August. We're going to deal with it. Thank you so much. I got to try to enter this board because I do have folks from around the country.
St. Louis. Planks from St. Louis. Hello? Okay, put them back on hold. They're not listening.
How you doing?
I'm sorry, we got 30. We got to cut.
Can
cut
you hear me?
Yes, we cut it short because we only got 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, that if your workshops don't have anything about black women,
are working to control the economy in their community and manufacturing and production to support that economy, you're going to be having the same conversation 10 years, 20 years.
We are. No, you should not. See, this is what I want to do. First, I want to say hello to you.
I want to make sure I have one
other. I want to change. This is very important. I want to change. Listen to what you said. You didn't ask what we were going to ask.
Right.
You indicted us.
Right.
We must stop doing this. This is not combative. The reason why black women are coming together is because we need to. You've got 100 black men. We need an organization of women with power like the Now women have, with power like the Jewish women, like the Cuban women. We need to come back to us. That doesn't mean that we are against you. And to answer your question that you did not ask, it not only will we have an economic development so that we can talk about, because economic development is like we used to do in the 70s when women formed co-ops in their own home with money, when they learned how to pool their resources, black women in the South. What they're doing in Africa now, can I get an amen, Dorothy? Women coming together in vineyards. Charlene Hunter Gold has a company in South Africa that is making wine and selling it. The women are doing it. So this is not an argument. See, you came and you said, if we don't do this, then we're not having a conference.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with us.
Right.
You indicted us. You didn't ask.
Right.
That isn't even nice.
No, it's not nice. Bev, what are we going to do?
We are going to have economic classes. We're going to teach you. We're going to teach you how to organize in your community. We're going to talk to you about the language. We're going to ask you, do you like yourself? We're going to talk to you about your health. We're going to teach you how to politicize your community and activate yourself so you can get some things done in your community, like snow removal, the squeaky wheel.
Well, Bev, let me do this. We're going to do a holistic approach to everything. We don't have to. I'm going to get you on every other month, but we're going to do a holistic approach. I want to play this. I got to play this, Nina Simone. I'm going to take one call. And, Bev, when I come back, let me take two or three calls before you respond so I can try to get through everybody. But this is for you.
Okay.
This is for you and all the black women.
I think it was important because you heard what the brother said.
I heard him. If I knew you was going to do it, I told you, Bev Smith show this morning. I'll be on your show Monday if they want to listen.
She'll be on Monday, and we will play that show back Friday on WGBN in Pittsburgh. But go to our site because it'll be on in Saturdays and Sundays in New York, WTHE, WWRL, who has been so kind to us, and across the country. You can find it. We're in North Carolina in Durham. I want to say hello to them. They were the first ones to join us, and much, much more.
And you can go back to Blog Talk Radio, Dorothy Tillman. Listen, this is week. Come on, Nina Simone for you, Bev.
Okay.
June, noir, rouge, correct? Je parle français un peu, un petit peu. So I hope you understand this. It is a picture of four different women, Negro women, my skin is black. My arms are long, my hair is like wool, and my back is strong. Strong enough to take all the pain that's been inflicted again and again and what do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah.
Girl.
Mon nom est Aunt Sarah.
wish I could play it all, y'all, but I got only 10 minutes left in the show. I wanted to play more, but I'll play it next time I have Bev. I'm going to play some more of this. That's Nina Simone.
And you know what? I'm going to play it on Monday when you come on. Let's make that a theme.
Okay.
That is a theme.
All right.
That is a powerful song, and it touches all phases, all color. You know, God was into colorization long before Paul
Broad
and Kodak. And we have all colors. And right. She goes through each color of blackness.
So listen Monday if you want to hear it, right? I'm going to go back to the phone. I want to try to clear up some of these calls. Some of these folks have been working for hours. Reverend Weatherspoon, make it 30 seconds. I'm going to take three calls, 30 seconds, then be able to answer my Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing from the West Side?
God bless you, daughter.
God bless you.
Yeah, Bell Smith. I thank God for Bell Smith. We love Bell Smith.
I know you. We love her to death.
Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all going to stir up millions of black women to come together in the United States and do what they've been ordained to. Love y'all, Bell Smith and daughter. Love you all.
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you. Love you right back. Love you right back. And speaking about loving, I want to shout out to Prince RCL if they're listening.
Oh, well, listen. You'll be everybody listen to this show.
The African Israelites. These are my family. I just love them of Jerusalem, and we just love them.
Oh, they're listening
to them. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna take three calls, and then I'm gonna go to Bev and respond. So I want y'all to keep it short because I'm gonna try to empty the board. And you can listen if you want to hear more. If we get going, you can listen to Bev on Monday. Now we can make sure you listen on Monday. Kevin.
Hello.
Yes, Kevin. How you doing? Hey.
Who needs coffee or tea when you got Bev and Dorothy? I love you. The natural stimulant. And thank you, Sister Bev. I see you all the time sporting your natural flow.
Yes.
I got one question. If I want to send 10 women to your conference, how can I do this? How can I open up my pocket, open up my wallet? I'm going to encourage all of my brothers to do the same. Tell me, how can I get sisters?
Okay, what I want you to know is that we are in the process of putting the page together now. I mean, we did this, 3 weeks? We're putting this together in 3 weeks?
Yes.
This is, amazing. We got the hotel, and we got Kim Coles coming. We have one woman show. I'm just so excited about that.
We're going to have Bell back next month. We're going to lay out everything we're doing. You know everything, Kevin, so keep listening.
I'm watching Dorothy's page and my page, and I can tell you in 2 weeks we'll have the page up. And it will tell you, the cost will be $500, and that will include the room and the conference. And it'll be for 4 days, and you can't beat that price for 4 days. And we'll have payment plans. We'll have payment plans. We'll have a student fee. We'll have all that. We have people, volunteers. As Dorothy said, this has been amazing. Dorothy mentioned it to some folks, and I mentioned it to some folks, and people are just saying, you know, last night, the agent for Kim Coles said, how can I help?
It's going to be
good. She said, I can help you, Miss Bev. I'll work on publicity with you. I'll try to get all my Hollywood folks
This is
wonderful. So if you do this for me, if you spread the word that it's going to happen, the dates are August the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. And on the 31st, we will have the first Bev Smith Show Awards for Extraordinary People.
Okay,
we've already picked the women. The committee picked the women.
I'm almost out of time, and I want to get these two people. We've been holding for an hour. 30 seconds, y'all, and then both of y'all don't answer until I get both of these calls. Gene, are you there?
This is Taylor.
Taylor, I thought
I'm
I got through.
Holding by email address.
Oh, okay. Just listen. We'll tell you. Okay. Who is this? Line 4.
You want me to give the email address?
We'll give it at the end. Who is this on line 4? Marie? Who is this? Is he gone? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name now?
Marita.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I want to say thank you all for bringing awareness to this cause. This is such an important awareness that we all need to partake in. This movement that you're doing for change is so needed in our communities throughout this country and nation. I want to be a part of this, so whatever you need from me, I'm an IT professional. I have a lot of knowledge and a background in things. I want to be a part of it and contribute voluntarily. I'm not looking for anything, but I just want to be a part of this movement. I love you both. Love you, Black.
Thank you.
And let me know how I can be of assistance.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Beth, this is going
to
be
awesome. Just
keep
watching the website because we worked on it. And Dorothy, I think we talked to you about 10 o'clock. And then after that, we didn't leave
my studio and my office until 3 o'clock this morning.
It's going to be awesome.
We're working on this, and we'll have the page up. Just bear with us and pray with us.
Yeah.
Pray with us. This is going to be out of love. We're not competing. Doesn't matter what sorority. Doesn't matter where you work. Doesn't matter where you live. We're coming together. We're coming together to share our pain and our joy. We're coming together to call to action. And we need a call to action. I am challenging African-American women, 1,000 of you, to meet me in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in August, so that we can come together and make a difference and come prepared to work and love and love and work.
Right. Now, so your email, Bev, give them all your information again because we almost run out.
Okay. If you want to find out all about the Bev Smith Show, you can go to thebevsmithshow@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. And if you want to email me, just email me at thebevsmithshow.com.
Okay. Now, what about bevsmithshow.net? That's what listens to your radio show?
TheBevSmithShow.net is our page. Go there. Yeah, BevSmithShow.net. That's where you go.
Okay.
You'll learn everything. Click on radio. You can listen. Go to archives, and you can hear the old shows. Go to books. We have books that we're recommending. We're going to have a consumer page where we give out consumer information. We're building a network of black women. It is time. It is past time. Get ready, Eve. God has work for us to do. We're coming together to save our community, to save our children, to raise up a nation,
yes,
a supportive nation. We are $1 billion. How much? $1 trillion?
A trillion,
consumer?
I tell you. Yes, yes.
America, none of it coming back.
None of it.
It's time for it to come back to us.
And we're going to put that blueprint together, y'all, a working blueprint. We're serious. I want to thank Bev Smith. I have really enjoyed this today, Bev. I'm going to be with Bev on Monday. Look on BevSmithShow.net if you want to find out. And we will have Bev back sometime next month because by then we have all information up. Black women from across this country. In fact, I let people listen all over the world to the show. And even those who are outside, you can come on in. We're going to have a good time in August. Bev, don't forget the BevSmithShow.net. You can go on my page. You know, I got the group.
Yes.
I'm just
and when you come to Pittsburgh, ladies, come prepared to love.
Come prepared
because
to love.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna love on each other. There's some of us that haven't had a hug in a long time, Dorothy.
And we're gonna hug and have a look. They go to all these other feel good retreats. This is gonna be something that's really good for you. This
hello.
Is not a retreat. This is
hello.
Working.
Hello.
Go to the Facebook. Go to Twitter. Go to the group Facebook, and you can also listen back on Blog Talk. This has been Talk of Chicago 1690. With coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. I'm here every Saturday from 6 to 8. Join me next week from 6 to 8 on Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with Dorothy Tillman. And also join me Monday on BevSmithShow.net, TheBevSmithShow.net. I will be with Bev on Monday evening. Now, hold on, Bev. Reparations now.
Former slave in shackles and locked in chains, but somehow my soul remains.